Core capital goods orders rise for sixth straight month, hitting new all-time high. By John Carney on February 18, 2026. Demand for capital goods used by businesses and consumers rose in December, the sixth consecutive month of rising orders, reaching a new all-time high. Orders for durable goods, those meant to last 3 years or more, rose 0.6%, excluding aircraft and defense goods. For the year, orders of these so-called core capital goods are up 3.5%, providing a boost to U.S. economic output. Shipments of core capital goods rose 0.9% for the month and are up 2.5% for 2025. Economists look to core capital goods as a signal of underlying demand for U.S. factory products. The category is considered a proxy for business investment. Orders for civilian aircraft, which tend to be volatile month to month due to the giant price tags for airplanes and large fleet orders, fell 24.9% in December. Over the course of 2025, however, orders rose 106.2%. Defense capital goods orders jumped 22.1% in December and are up 13.2% annually. Defense aircraft orders rose 9.5% and were up 20.1% in 2025. Orders for raw metals rose 1.7% compared with November and 2.5% for the year. Fabricated metals products order rose 0.9% and were also up 2.5% annually. Machinery orders rose 0.3%, capping off a strong year in which orders rose 5%. Orders for computers and electronic products rose 3% in December and were up 4.2% last year. Appliances and electrical equipment orders rose 0.6%, bringing the annual gain to 5.1%. Motor vehicle orders, which have wavered this year, rose by a strong 1.2% in December and were up 1.4% for the year. Total orders fell 1.4%, largely due to the decline of civilian aircraft orders. That was better than the 2% decline forecast by economists. For the year, however, they are up 7.8%. The report was delayed due to the recent government shutdown.